Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome back to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. Today, we will be talking about the upcoming regular season of football. I'm excited. Today is our first day of the NFL picks, and there was a few moments in the past couple of days in football where I was like, what? And I had to take a double take. So that's what the name of this show is today, PJ Sports Talk NFL Double Take. So let me go through it real quick. Basically, you know, to start off, right, the Patriots, always the face of the NFL, and not in a good way. They're, you know, you have a good side of your face and you have a bad side of your face. Patriots is the bad side. You know, Packers are the good side. But anyway, the Patriots are the bad side. That's who we're talking about today. And the Patriots, Tom Brady, all summer long, all through the offseason, ever since the Super Bowl, you know, they've been talking about the Deflategate situation. They said, we're going to suspend him for 4 days. It's going to really mess up the Patriots. And, you know, they take it to court, and Tom Brady, you know, gets off with, you know, a slap on the wrist. It really is upsetting to see that the Patriots go and they cheat time and time again, and nobody puts their foot down. You know, they're just able to do it over and over again, and it's really upsetting to, you know, have that happen. And so let me go through some of the double takes that I had. Number one, for some reason it's slipping my brain here. I can't think of the name, but the running back for the Dallas Cowboys, he had this amazing play. So basically they were on their own 5-yard line and the defensive line pushed them back into their own touchdown, and this guy was able to get out of the touchdown, dodge, you know, so many people. It was the Cowboys and the and New England, and it was crazy. But yeah, anyway, so that was a double take moment. Also, the Eagles, right? Chip Kelly basically said, you know, Tim Tebow, right? He's actually really, really good. You know, he just needs to get some more playing time, and you know, then he'll be great. Yeah, no, they cut him from the team. I mean, what a way to get your hopes up and then crush your dreams. You know, there's that saying, "Just do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams." Well, you know, his dreams were coming come true. You know, they were going to come true, right, for Tim Tebow, and they were crushed. So that was basically what happened there. And also, like I said, the Patriots, the bad side, you know, of the NFL, they cut Reggie Wayne after having him since August 25th. So let me just do the math real quick here. It's September 6th, right? And August 25th was on Tuesday. So they didn't even have Reggie Wayne signed for 2 weeks. What? And here's the even bigger thing. He got a signing bonus of $450,000. And, you know, Bill Belichick and Reggie Wayne are like, we're going to mutually agree that we're going to cut me from the team, you know. And now he's a free agent. And But I don't get that. Like, what? Why do you cut such a, you know, great wide receiver from, you know, Tom Brady's arsenal, you know? Maybe they'll just, you know, cheating or something, you know? But I can tell you what, fantasy football is so messed up right now. From this Tom Brady Deflategate thing, let me just go through Tom Brady's history. You know, they have the Spygate, Bill O'Belichick, you know, has, you know, they paid off the refs basically one game. You know, it's kind of crazy the things that they're willing to do to win. Anyway, so, yeah, so I'll tell you, you know, but fantasy football, right? If you went with Tom Brady and your fantasy football team, you've won. You've won. That's it. Right there. You've won, you know? But, yeah, it's, you know, pretty interesting there. Also, you know, with college football, right? Luckily, college football doesn't have all the cheating and all that the NFL has. As of right now, which is kind of upsetting and kind of sad. But anyway, yesterday, Saturday night, we had Alabama and Wisconsin, and Alabama beat Wisconsin 17-35, sadly. But Wisconsin looked pretty good. I'm really excited for how Stave does. You know, Alabama's defense is just top-notch, and it's very hard to compete with that. Some other games that were pretty interesting. Texas A&M, the Aggies, upsetting Arizona State and, you know, surprising them 38-17. That was an interesting game. Also, Louisville putting up a valiant effort against Auburn and a loss in 24-21. And that was pretty much all the games yesterday that were kind of interesting. Next week, of course, I'm looking forward to the Oregon-Michigan State. We'll see how they do the Oregon Michigan State game. That should be pretty good, as well as the USF and FSU game and the Oklahoma and Tennessee game. That should be all good games coming next week. I'm excited for college football. I don't know about you guys. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break to talk about NFL picks.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat, like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back. This is our NFL double take show. Basically, where I went over in the last segment the things that I thought were the most hilarious things in the NFL and kind of what's going on. But now we're talking about NFL picks, and it's finally back, finally better than ever. So we have the Steelers and the Patriots to kick it off on Thursday night. I'm going to go with the Patriots. Of course, it's kind of sad to say so, but Tom Brady, you know, he's a great quarterback. You know, let me restate that. He's an okay quarterback. He's great when he's cheating, but he's an okay quarterback. I hope I got the point across that I do not like Tom Brady and the Patriots whatsoever. So, anyway, that's the Patriots deal. Dolphins and Redskins, I'm going to go with the Dolphins. Dolphins are actually looking pretty good. And the Redskins and their quarterback situation is not looking good. With Kirk Cousins starting, I'm excited for that. But with RG3 out, you know, I have a feeling they're not going to do so hot. You know, and I actually think that Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback than RG3. It's just the owner has this infatuation with RG3 that he just cannot get rid of. Then you have the Colts and the Bills. The Colts will be interesting to see how they do. Of course, Andrew Luck being one of the better quarterbacks in the league. You know, without Reggie Wayne, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they do. But T.Y. Hilton, you know, he is a great wide receiver. And I think he's going to be able to help Andrew Luck throughout the whole way. And I honestly think that they do not need Reggie Wayne. Moving on, we have the Browns and the Jets. I'm going to go with the Browns on this one. Surprisingly, the Browns did really well against the Bucks in that game. I don't know what the deal was there. First off, I know what the deal was in that game. Our O-line didn't project Jameis Winston, but if the Browns can get after the Jets quarterback like they did Jameis Winston, they're going to win that game. Chiefs and Texans, I'm going to go with the Texans. I don't know much about either of these teams, but I do know that Texans have had an okay couple of years. They've actually been doing pretty bad, but I'm looking for them to bounce back this year. Of course, the Chiefs with Alex Smith, they're doing pretty well, but I haven't really seen either of these teams, so I'm just kind of going out on a limb here. With the Panthers and Jaguars, I'm looking for the Jaguars to do pretty good this season. You know, with a good draft, they should be doing pretty good. Of course, the Panthers and Cam Newton. You know, Cam Newton is just their star, and he's amazing, and he will always be their star and always be amazing. You know, I'm really looking forward to see how Cam does this year. We have the Panthers and the – or, my bad, not the Panthers and the Jaguars. We just went over that one. We have the Seahawks and the Rams. I'm going to go with the Seahawks on this one. The Seahawks always do pretty well, and I have a feeling that they're going to win that division. But that division is tough. You know, it's – that division is probably one of the hardest divisions in, you know, in a long time. And it's the NFC West, by the way. You have San Francisco, Arizona, Seattle, and St. Louis. St. Louis picked up Nick Foles, so they're going to do pretty well. The worst team in that lineup is San Francisco, and San Francisco is not a bad team. You know, so for that division, everybody keeps on asking what is, you know, the prediction on where that's going to go. Of course, I'm going to go with I'm going to say Seattle and Arizona are going to compete for second and first. St. Louis is going to come in third, and San Francisco is going to come in fourth. But that will be a competitive division. The person in third place could have a winning record. You know, it honestly could happen, and I wouldn't doubt it. And the NFC South, that's the only other one that I really care about. And then we'll move into the NFC North because of Green Bay. So in the NFC South, we have Carolina, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, and New Orleans. I'm going to go with Carolina at the top of the division, possibly Tampa Bay coming in second, and Atlanta in third, and New Orleans in fourth. For NFC North, you have Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, and Green Bay. I'm going to go with you know, Minnesota, they look pretty good. And I'm going to be honest here, but I'm going to go with Green Bay winning that division, Minnesota coming in second, Detroit coming in third, and Chicago coming in last because the Bears still suck. Anyway, so those are my division picks. If you would like me to do another division, you know, what I think the standings will end up being, just call in at 347-826-7388. Call in, and I will be happy to take your call. All right, moving on with these NFL picks, we have the Panthers and the Bears. The Packers and the Bears, my bad. I'm going to go with the Packers on this one. Go, Pack, go. You always get to sit by your home team. Well, not your home team, but the team that you like. And that would be the Packers. They're a great team, and I love them. They play by the rules. And even though they got a tough break with Jordy Nelson, I think they can pull back. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Lions and Chargers. I'm going to go with the Lions on this one. You know, the Lions don't look too bad either, you know. It'll be a competitive division in the NFC North. With the Saints and the Cardinals, I'm going to go with the Cardinals. The Cardinals, a very dominant team this year. I'm looking for them to do really well. With the Broncos and the Ravens, I'm going to go with the Broncos. The Broncos always do pretty well every year. It's just whenever they get to that big stage, for some reason, Peyton Manning just decides he don't want to show up. So then we have the Bengals and the Raiders. I'm going to go with the Bengals. As much as I hate to say it, I think the Raiders are going to have a tough year this year again, and it'll be very hard for them to turn anything around without a change in coaching staff and, you know, big changes to their organization. So then we have the Titans and the Bucks. I'm going to go with the Bucks on this one. Just going to be a homer. I think the Bucks will win. With Jameis Winston, they should do pretty well. I was looking at Jameis Winston's preseason, his preseason stats, and they looked really, really good. He only had four games, and he only played like a quarter, and he's a rookie. And I look at some of the comments on this picture, and they're like, wow, he didn't have any passing yards for touchdowns. But he had like 300 passing yards. And that's like four quarters, right? Because four games, one quarter each, that's like four quarters. 300 yards for, a rookie quarterback is pretty good. Then we have the Giants and the Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Cowboys on this one. Just kind of going with my gut on this one. Both these teams are really evenly matched, and I think they're both doing pretty well. The Eagles and the Falcons. I'm going to go with the Eagles. As much as I hope that the Falcons will do good this year, of course, the Bucs beating them out. As much as I hope that the Falcons do good this year, just for the sake of them doing bad the past couple of years, I don't think they're going to be able to beat some of the elite teams in the league. Then, last but not least, we have the Vikings and the 49ers. I'm going to go with the 49ers on this one. I already predicted that they're going to come last in the NFC West, but they're still a really good team, and I'm looking for them to win that game. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk. We'll see you next week for another edition. Make sure to have a wonderful Sunday and a great rest of your weekend, and enjoy your Labor Day, folks. See you next week. Talk the talk and walk the walk. PJ signing off.